You're listening to Delmarva Public Media. My name is Christopher Rank. I happen to be the program director here, and I'm in the studio with a very special guest in this spring membership drive. By the way, the telephone number to call to make a financial contribution to this radio station is 410-543-6895. Or you can visit us on our website anytime you want, delmarvapublicmedia.org. At any rate, I'm in the studio with Sharon Milbourne Washington, Dr. Sharon. Dr. Sharon, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, hello, everyone. I am Dr. Sharon Milbourne Washington. I am one of the chaplains at Title Health Peninsula Regional. I am an elder at my church, and I am a U.S. Army veteran, and a whole bunch of dot, dot, dots.
Interesting. Well, the theme of our spring membership drive here at Delmarva Public Media is the love of music. We, as a staff, have been talking internally about how much music motivates us, particularly during these trying times, to do our jobs. And we've been having guests from the community come in to talk about music, how it works in their lives and how it motivates them and how music is a part of your life. So let's get started. What part does music play in your personal life?
Well, first of all, I love music. I love poetry, spoken word, even the psalm in the Bible. Mm-hmm. In my house, you may hear music. We may start dancing at any time, and we're always singing. Music can affect my emotions at times. Fast music, I may be dancing really fast and laughing. And then slow music, it may relax me and calm me down. Music has been kind of my saving grace during the pandemic. I don't really always have to have the lyrics. I just love to listen to it. It stimulates me. And I just love music.
So music has been a source of joy in your life. Is that always been that true? Has music been, since childhood, a source of joy in your life?
It has been. My earliest memory of music is my grandmother singing spirituals to me when I was a little girl, and church hymns and songs. And I can remember that as far as back as I can remember. And it just kind of went with me.
How is music used in your job? Now, in church, I'm sure you've got the settings of the psalms. And, of course, you probably have, hymns and spirituals and other things that you sing. So let's talk about that. How is music used in your daily professional life?
Well, in my daily life at Title Health, music is a big part of my chaplaincy kind of regimen or program. There won't be a time where I won't go and speak to a patient where I won't say, well, tell me, what's your favorite song? And if they tell me their favorite song, I will sing it. And usually they'll try to sing with me, or if I can't sing it or don't know it, I will get it on my phone and play it. And I, especially at end of life. If I can't ask the patient, I will ask their family, what song do they like? And their family will sing with me as well.
It's amazing how much community you can build around a piece of music. How you may not have a connection with a person at all, but if they know that you know their favorite piece of music, or you have something you can share together, it's like it's automatically you're a friend.
It's universal. And that's what I've discovered. And I have had times of being shocked that a certain person's song was my song. And so I really love that the music can bring your blood pressure down and, get your heartbeat going in a certain way, relax you. And when you're in the hospital, it's not the greatest of settings, especially during the COVID pandemic, because your family can't come. So I kind of stand in the gap for family. And I figure my family knows I like music. So if I'm in the hospital, they're probably going to sing to me. So I try to stand in the gap for the family.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Delmarva Public Media, and we're talking to Dr. Sharon Milborn Washington, who is the chaplain at Title Health. By the way, if you want to support this public radio station, give us a call at 410-543-6895. That's 410-543-6895, or you can visit us on our website, delmarvapublicmedia.org. Do you have a favorite genre or a favorite piece of music?
Well, I like all music. I grew up on spirituals and, of course, gospel music. And then as I got older, more rhythm and blues. I joined the military, which was a shocker for most of my family, especially my father. And so when I got in the military, I made friends with some people that I wouldn't normally meet on the Eastern Shore. And they were what were called hard rockers. Mm-hmm. And they listened to this Judas Priest, and they would play it in the
heavy metal.
Barracks, heavy metal. So I went to some of the concerts, and let me tell you, the energy was so exciting. I thought it was hilarious, for one thing, because it was not mm-hmm. normal, but I just started liking that music also. And my son always says, my mom can go anywhere and start singing because she knows every song. And I'm kind of like, I don't know every song, but I kind of just like the beat.
No, you know, it's true that you already said this before, but there's a universalness of music.
Universal.
And I think the most interesting people are the people who can go hop across any genre of music, whether it's classical or jazz or heavy metal or, you know, gospel music, whatever it is. There's something to be found in every single sure. piece of music. And the people who associate themselves with a group of a piece of music, there's always some good to be found in them as well. Because you may write off people who listen to heavy metal. Well, they're not the kind of people I want to be around. Yeah. They're sweet, nice people, too.
They are. I lived in Germany for 2 years. I was singing in German just as hard as I was singing in American. You don't have to know the lyric. It's just how the music makes you feel. And I'm known to just bust out on a dance anywhere. So
has your listening changed at all since the pandemic started? Has there been any particular genre or piece of music that has sort of helped you get through this time?
For me, during the pandemic, there was much anxiety for not just me, but the world. It's just a feeling of anxiety and a little bit of chaos. So when I was in the band in my high school years, that's my first introduction to classical music. And so I kind of went back to that because it was more instrumental, and I just wanted to hear the vibe of it, not necessarily, you know, the lyrics. And I went back to a lot of classical, just instrumental music mm-hmm. that really soothed my soul. It kind of relaxed me. And I just subtly played it around my house because my husband and my son felt the same anxiety and chaos.
Yeah, it's a piece of advice I've been giving to people for the past couple months. You know, if you're watching the news and it gets to be too overwhelming, turn it off and turn on your radio and listen to your radio for an hour or two. Don't worry about what's happening in the news, because if it's important enough, you'll find out about it. You know, I call it a sort of a mental vacation. You know, you need to give yourself that break. And we've had a lot of people who've called us in the past couple months who have said, you know, this has been a trying time. And listening particularly to classical music on WSAL 89.5 has been my refuge. It's been my oasis. So we want to remind listeners once again, if music has been your source of refuge, if it's been your oasis, if it's been your pick-me-up, if it's been your thing to get you dancing in the morning, give us a call. Dial 410-543-6895 and make a financial contribution to this radio station. Or you can go online anytime, day or night, at delmarvapublicmedia.org. So let's talk about your favorite piece of music. What would it be?
So, my favorite piece of music, I couldn't put my finger on. But I was in band when I was in high school, and I played the flute. And so, which is what got me to wanting to go to the military, because I applied for the military Army Band.
Oh, neat.
And that's what got me interested in going into the military. And so I love the band. Mm-hmm. I love the marching band, the big band sound. And my son would tell you, I marched with him since eighth grade. And I was just standard in the band with them. My favorite, I would say, it's the songs that change my emotions and make me relaxed at the time and the space that I'm in. What type of day I'm having. Sometimes when I get off work at Tidal Health, I may listen to an upbeat song because I'm so tired.
I'm sure. I'm sure you need something sometimes.
And I'm just, you know, trying to get myself together. But mostly it's the encouraging songs. Gospel music is very encouraging. Mm-hmm. And it lifts you up and it can take you to a place where you may say, I can make it. Mm-hmm. So if I would pick my favorite piece of music, I couldn't put my hand on it. I just love the pick-me-up stuff.
So we're speaking with Dr. Sharon Milburn Washington. She's the chaplain at Tidal Health. In addition to talking about music, you actually have another piece of art you'd like to share with us. You have a nice piece of poetry you'd like to share with us. So let's hear it.
Sure. I am a poet and didn't know it until I was like in my late 30s. And so here's one of my writings that I did. And it's simple. It's called Am I My Brother's Keeper? And it says, didn't you see me when my car broke down? You drove by me and you knew it was me, but you didn't have the time. Don't you remember the day when you knew I needed help, but you don't like me? You looked the other way and you paid me no mind. What about the day when you talked about me, when you thought I got what I deserved? But when I asked you for advice, you told me what you would do, but what I needed was God's word. Oh, and I called your number. No answer. Where were you, I would wonder? I needed someone to confide in that day, this very day, the day that I was seriously considering suicide. What about the day when I saw you walk away, when you heard me cry? You never asked me what was wrong. In your own world, you didn't even wonder why. What would you do, I wonder, if you could help me not to die? And to continue to believe in the same hopeless lies. Would you even remember that I need you and you need me to survive? You for me and me for you, that is what our God ordained us to do. I need you to survive, keep me alive, situations trying to kill me. Thank you for helping me not die. From dream killer to dream maker, prison to president, homeless to Hollywood, lemons to lemonade, bitter to better. I am smart. I am kind. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am skinny with a little bit of fluff. I am the one I have always dreamed of. I am my brother's keeper, and I am enough.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Thanks
so
for sharing
much.
That with us.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about, while you were reading that, I was thinking about how you were talking about how just the act of knowing a piece of music that a patient loves, how much that means to them. Sometimes I think these little tiny acts of kindness that we don't pay attention to, for that person who is going through something that's really unpleasant, just to have one person throughout the day say, mm-hmm. I hear you, I understand you, and oh, by the way, I happen to know a little bit about you, you know. How important that is. And
it is.
Let's take that as a lesson for all of you listening, that, you know, it only takes that one little moment out of the day where you can do something nice for somebody else. It's not that hard.
It's great.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Dr. Sharon Milburn Washington, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time
Absolutely.
With us. It's been a pleasure. And we hope to have you back some other time.
Sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.